This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday 10 till 12.
David Flynn travels a lot, like me actually. David is the editor of Australian Business Traveller website, a great little website for all sorts of stuff. How are you, David?
Really good, thanks, Mac. How are you this lovely Easter long weekend?
Oh, look, you know, in a world where we're worrying about halal chocolate Easter eggs, whether they're halal or non-halal, there's a bigger issue for those of us who travel, and that is that seat that we get on the plane. How secure are we in that seat? Are we going to get the shit beaten out of us by security people and dragged off because United Airlines, you know, is basically the airborne version of the ship of fools? How's that?
They have come out of this week absolutely terribly. You know, the sort of the big bully incarnate. It was honestly embarrassing to see this 180, which the CEO pulled off, where everyone's seen the story about the Dr. David Dow, who was pulled off the plane from Chicago to Louisville, and the first day, the CEO, Oscar Munoz, is saying, you know, he was reaccommodated, we back our employees, and then a day and a half later, only after a social media shitstorm and after the airline has lost almost a billion in stock, he comes out and says, I'm really embarrassed, I felt really hurt. And it's like, you didn't feel this a day and a half ago, dude. A day and a half ago, you were fine with it, and now people are realising this is not right.
And you, like me, have travelled on those US carriers, and it actually doesn't matter where you sit in the plane. There's one thing that's consistent, and that is that they could never be vegetarian because they actually treat you like cattle. And, you know, the reality is they overbook, but we need to be clear about this United Airlines flight. It wasn't actually overbooked. The flight was full. Everyone was seated. Then what happened is crew for United wanted to get on because they needed to get to the same destination as that flight to some flights the next day. So it wasn't actually an overbooking situation. But United decided, okay, we'll ask people, you know, to volunteer. No one volunteered. We'll offer money. More money. No one took it up. Okay, we'll do a random selection. And how this works is if you're a top-tier frequent flyer and you've bought an expensive ticket, you won't get offloaded. If you're a low-tier frequent flyer or not a frequent flyer and you bought a cheap ticket, guess what? You're going to get offloaded in a situation like that. So they did this, but it's how they did it, David, isn't it? Like,
absolutely. To the point of dragging this doctor off, even though he said, look, I've got to get back home. I've got patients in Louisville. But they nominated some people, and the first one or two people grumbled a bit but got off, but then dragging him off. And then he tried to get back on the plane and got back to his seat, and then police officers came and dragged him up again, bloodied and beaten, video clips, YouTube. It was just a disaster waiting to happen in terms of PR. The interesting thing here, Macca, is, of course, we talk they talk a lot in America about people who are denied boarding. Now, US government statistics say that 434,000 passengers gave up a seat on the 12 largest US airlines last year so that they could accommodate when a flight is oversold. Mm. And in this case, though, he was actually on the plane. Yes. Now, usually this is what they call voluntary denied boarding, is when an airline has, say, 250 seats on the plane, they sell 260 because they know that traditionally 10 people won't turn up. They'll miss the connection, or they'll be late getting a car parking spot, or they'll be sick, or they'll change their mind. So they sell more seats than they have on the plane, knowing that the numbers will generally work out. If that happens, they will then usually say at the boarding gates, they'll say, we have 10 more passengers than we have seats, so we will ask if there's anyone who'd like to give up their seat and go on the next flight. And then they start offering incentives. They offer money, travel vouchers, extra frequent flyer points. They might say, okay, the next flight's leaving in 90 minutes. We'll put you in business class or first class, as they call it in the US. And they try and up the stakes. But this is for people who haven't actually boarded the plane. Whereas in this case, he had boarded. He was on his seat. So this is why United legally, according to experts, has no leg to stand on, because there is nothing in United's conditions of carriage which allow them to pull someone off a plane unless there's a security risk or something of that nature. And this guy wasn't doing any of that. He was just sitting there waiting to get home.
Now, in Australia, we have... So we have Tiger, we have Jetstar, we have Qantas, we have Virgin, and a couple of other regional airlines. Australian airlines do overbook a little, but again, they're using that wonderful term, they're using an algorithm. So they're saying, okay, the Melbourne to Sydney flight on a Tuesday at 10 a.m, historically, we have 4 no-shows. That's historically what we have. And that's updated. So they say, okay, look, we can potentially sell 4 more seats than we have. But being denied boarding in Australia is quite rare, probably because the conditions for a lot of the cheap tickets, are not, even though they're pretty strenuous, they're not as bad as the US. But this wouldn't, please tell me, David, this wouldn't happen in Australia, would it? Even though those wonderful people on security at our airports, you know, are just looking for an opportunity to be belligerent. It wouldn't happen in Australia, would it?
I've been told, now there's nothing to quantify this, but I've been told by some people in this area that Australia has far better consumer protection laws than the US.
Yes.
But certainly, as you say, the Aussie airlines do not aggressively overbook nearly as much as their American counterparts. And again, if you're looking at, say, Melbourne to Sydney flight, they're running about every hour, every 90 minutes at the outside. And so it's quite easy to just say, look, we are overbooked. We're going to bump you up to business class on the next flight. You'll only have to wait 90 minutes. And again, the airlines will probably start putting in some frequent flyer points or some travel vouchers to sweeten the deal. But it doesn't happen nearly as regularly as it does in the US.
So, David, what does happen here, in my experience, is the reverse. So underbookings and flights get cancelled.
That does sometimes happen. And what they will sometimes do also is you'll be in the lounge and they'll sometimes call passengers to move them onto an earlier flight.
Yes. And that's okay. That's okay. But when your flight's cancelled altogether and there is no flight till the next day and you have business to conduct or you have a schedule planned ahead, it makes life very difficult.
If that happens, then you'll have travel insurance. If you've bought your ticket on your credit card, a lot of credit cards have travel insurance.
Credit card covers it, Tass, because if the service is
then
not
you'll
delivered,
be able to claim for. And you can claim if you're stuck in Sydney trying to get back to Melbourne and the last flight is cancelled. If the airline is not going to re-accommodate you at a hotel, you can claim for that. You can claim for transfer from travel from the airport to the hotel, necessary meals. If you had business meetings the next morning, you could conceivably claim for some dry cleaning of the hotel so that you can look presentable for the meeting the next morning.
Oh, good luck with that with Jetstar.
So realistically, what do you think, David?
Look, it hasn't happened to me. I've heard people say that it has happened on one or two of the low-cost airlines, not the mainline Qantas and Virgin. But I've heard people describe it happening to them on the cheaper airlines, again, where they just don't have the passengers to justify the flight. And so they'll try and move passengers onto the earlier flight. Generally, that's what happens, I've heard. But this is the thing. This is one reason I never booked the last flight going out of anywhere into Sydney. Sydney has the curfew, and I've been called flights arriving late into Brisbane that have to continue down to Sydney, and I'm in Brisbane, the flight comes in late, and I look at my watch and I think, there's no way this is going to get to Sydney on time, and so, they offload the plane, and say, sorry, it's too late. We can't break the curfew in Sydney. So that's one thing, is avoid that last flight.
That's great advice, David. And increasingly, I've noticed that a lot of people who are travelling to Sydney for business meetings, say at 9 o'clock in the morning, rather than getting up at the crack of dawn and doing a flight, you know, at the crack of dawn in the morning, they'll go the night before. And that's increasingly occurring. Yeah. David, thank you very much for your time this morning.
And quickly, David, how much would you have got off that flight to Louisville for? What was your threshold? $1,000?
Look, I was reading the other day that Delta's actually just increased how much money they'll give for compensation. Now they can give anywhere up to $9,950.
Ooh.
I would go for that, without a doubt.
Next week, we'll talk about how you could actually make some money out of this in America. David and I were talking about this. But we'll talk about that next time we have you on. Have a lovely Easter, David.
You too, guys. Enjoy the halal chocolate.
We will. Thanks very much. And thanks for your time. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.